This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars. Yeah, Race Wars back in the building. I don't even know what today is, but it's like February in the Black History Month, which makes me angry because I feel my most powerful during February.
Yeah, same here.
Thank you, Kennedy.
It's the 27th.
It's the 27th, so we got
you
a day left.
You guys got to take the energy throughout the year.
Yes.
Harness it.
Bottle it. Carry it on to the summer.
Black History Month every month.
All right, everybody introduce themselves. Lise, you go first.
I'm Lisa Traeger.
Yeah, people don't know who you are. Tell them what you
Glitter Cheese.
Glitter Cheese. That's right.
I haven't been on the show in years.
Yes.
I'm back.
And you did the red carpet at the AVN Awards recently,
sure,
right?
I sure did.
Oh, yeah.
Met all the porn stars of my dreams.
Yeah, I would have fucked the red carpet. Just the carpet itself. I don't care.
Well, hello.
Skeet.
And I was Robin Leach had passed away, so they'd let a they left a chair and a stand for him. So I actually interviewed everyone next to like his kind of ghost.
What did he come to AVN
every year? They like love him and miss him.
Oh, he's a good fucking porno fucking freak. I like that.
I bet he got his dick sucked for sure every year.
He had to. He's Robin Leach. Kennedy, introduce yourself.
Hi.
After that dick sucks thing, let's just make everybody feel woke.
My name is Kennedy. I am Kennedy of the Kennedy Administration, which is a band that I named after myself.
Yes, she's an amazing performer. Yeah, y'all got to go see Kennedy perform now.
I would love to.
Yeah, I'm performing tonight after this.
At the Groove?
I'm at Groove.
Right at the Groove downtown.
I have three spots.
I'm
not
saying,
bragging.
You gotta go now.
Get them coins, mama. Yes. Get them coins.
And Kennedy, you just got back from Europe, right?
Yeah, I was actually writing an album for this really successful Czech Republic artist.
Nice.
So I'm playing to Black, White, Purple Jesus that he gets signed to a major label and I get these residuals.
There we go. Yes. Now, Czech Republic is still a country? I gotta look at my globe. Ain't they like a 7-Eleven or something now?
Oh, no, please don't say that.
Stop acting like you're not watching the porn.
No, they're nine different countries now. I see the Czech porn, but I don't think it's still a country.
Do you write music for a lot of different artists or mostly for yourself?
Well, no one believed in me, so I wrote my first album on my own, and then people were like, oh, you got a gift. And I was like, yeah, I do. So this guy believed in me and my business partner. And so, yeah, we went out there. We banged it out, a whole album in like 3 weeks. And so I'm excited. I'm hoping he gets, you know, he stays focused because he's like an artist.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, like, so where did you fly into? I want to get a scene of what.
So we actually, my band, we performed in L.A. at NAMM for the Winter NAMM show, Woo Woo,
okay.
For Nord, because my business partner, keyboard player, plays for, he's an artist for Nord.
Okay.
So we went to L.A., from L.A. to London Heathrow to Prague.
That's a long flight, L.A.
Oh, man, when I tell you that jet lag.
Lord have mercy.
Insomnia was hard. I didn't have nobody to call. My phone
was
dry.
Wait, Heathrow to Prague is far?
No, L.A. to London.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
9 hours.
It's
when you leave from New York,
it's
6.
Eight.
In New York it's like 6.
Oh, you went from LA.
She went from LA.
We should not have smoked before this podcast.
I'm sober. I keep my church sponsors. Yeah, I'm sober.
Oh man, but I'm not. No, I'm fine. Chrissy, introduce yourself.
Every day
too.
I'm like, do not do it before shows. And then I'm listening, I'm looking, and I don't comprehend anything.
Let's get on, Chrissy.
I'm Chrissy Mayer. It's been a long time since I've done this show too, so I'm very happy to be back.
Welcome back.
Yes.
See,
yes,
we've been trying to spread the love around.
What's the name of the band in the Czech Republic? Is it by any chance called Czech Yourself?
No. I mean, damn. I can't say who the artist is because it's kind of like real hush-hush.
Right.
But if you see me like flexing on somebody or not in line, you know that I got
I
the
will
money for it.
Check it out.
So
yeah.
you went into London and then you flew where?
To Prague.
To Prague, okay. And then y'all drove?
No, like it was in Prague.
Oh, it was right in Prague. Prague is fine. Yeah, Prague is some hot girls in Prague.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, some hot girls in Prague, goddammit.
Actually,
the meter maids are hot.
I'll be honest, like there's a brothel on my block.
Oh, really?
On the hotel that I stayed in. But I
did you
I,
not at least peek in there just to see if those girls was doing their job?
I went to one brothel.
There we
Ooh.
Go.
And it was dry.
What do you mean?
It was dry. Like those hoes look angry.
Oh, really?
They were aggressive. And stuff.
Like gypsies?
Yeah, they were just like,
I'll fuck a gypsy.
No, but they weren't like, they weren't nice about it. They weren't like, oh, do you want a drink? They're like, so what you doing? I'm like, whoa.
Like that. Like a port authority.
Yeah,
prostitute.
Yeah. So,
you got to catch a bus. She ain't got time for your bullshit.
Normally, don't they
love
girls?
You're like the encyclopedia of prostitutes.
Like, anytime I go to a strip club, I feel like the girls always love other women. Like, they like seeing.
Oh, of course.
It might have been because I might have been competition for them because they weren't the cutest girls at this
Josh, introduce yourself.
LOL Comedy Club of Brothels right there.
Thank you. Keep it local, Josh. That's always it's like my Mrs. Johnson in 3F in my building. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
What's up? I'm Josh Carter.
There we go. You're dressed like an 80s rapper.
I like your chain.
I don't know. Oh, thank you.
It's
a new power move I do.
Yeah, it did seem new. I didn't know if you did it just for this podcast.
I thought so too.
I used to actually just do it when I performed out of town, which is kind of corny. But then I felt so good, I just
it's like his voice and his chain.
I'm just gonna keep.
Yeah. Don't max, right?
Yeah, no, but no. It's something that goes together nicely. It's two odd things.
Like, are your keys on that somewhere? Like,
yeah, that's right. He's a latchkey kid.
My mom's. I can let myself in.
Yeah, it just didn't add up. What's going on with you? That's Kennedy, by the way.
What's up, Kennedy? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You know Lisa Traeger?
Yeah, I know Lisa.
We're friends.
Okay.
Now. Are you a comedian, by the way?
I'm singing, but...
You're a singer, nice.
Yeah, but I might switch it up. I might just, you know...
You might try to do some jokey jokes.
Yeah,
you might just go to a lesser art form, just for fun.
Because we're always looking for new people.
That's your way of saying you're gonna fire the band, huh?
No. The band's solo? Like fired me. Like they're always gone. Like the keyboard player plays with Gregory Porter, bass player plays with Black Eyed Peas, the drummer has been in Malaysia playing with people.
They
like,
pluck everybody away. That's what happens.
That means you're next.
I'm hoping so because right now it's kind of lonely, you know.
And where did you grow up?
You have backup players.
Yeah, you have.
I mean, I got subs, but it's not like it's like we have a chemistry. It's like a family.
It's like the same way when Chris Rock was doing his HBO show, and he was like he didn't want to do it anymore because all his team was getting plucked away. Louis C.K. went this way with his own show, and Wanda got pulled this way, and fucking Lance went off to do his show, so it didn't feel like it was the same thing.
Yeah, and I guess like when like we've had the residency now for like 5 years, so like
the Groovy Groove.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, so like the synergy and energy and just like we can look at each other and be like, you ready?
Right.
And it's like game time. It's just like, you know.
And you grew up where? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Michigan. I was born on a farm.
Lansing?
No.
Where? Country shit?
Belleville.
Belleville, Michigan?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Country, Bama, Bama.
Do you know where Belleville is?
No, that's why it's country.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, I mean, I think we had like a population of like maybe 3,200 people.
How far from Detroit?
It's actually like not too far from Detroit. It's like on the outskirts of Detroit.
Did the town die when the factory closed?
Yeah, man.
You know it did.
It's coming back though now, right?
Yeah. I mean,
it's an art installation now. They ain't making no cars.
Yeah, because you had generations of people that like depended on the automotive industry. So like when that left, like hope, you know, preservation,
right?
Things you need.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
And you went to Belleville. What was the name of this town?
No, Belleville.
Belleville High?
No.
Belleville's the hospital.
Yeah.
That's where the gunshot.
So my dad was smart. He wasn't in the automotive industry. He was a power plant engineer. So we moved 2 hours north.
Okay.
And so we lived in a place called Saginaw Township.
Sound white.
It was.
Sound whiter than where you came from, goddammit.
Yeah, well,
they put raisins in a potato salad?
We didn't eat their potato salad.
Were you anywhere near Traverse White people. City?
No, Traverse City's farther up. But we were there because my brother played ice hockey.
Okay.
So. I've been there. I've eaten the cherries.
What?
It's known for cherries. Yeah.
What is?
Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm letting you know. The cherries were good.
Eating cherries. Why does it always lead back to that for you?
I barely speak about fruit.
No, that was a pussy joke.
Fruit chat.
Now, you didn't say I barely eat that, though. I waited. So, Michigan, and what? You went to a white high school?
Yeah, the black kids were like maybe 8% of the population. Like, actually, I tried to do like a Black History Month program.
And it's like, what's black?
Yeah, the black kids dissed me so hard.
Did they?
Oh, wow. My God. They roasted the snot out of me.
Why?
I don't know, because it wasn't cool.
They didn't want to feel like they got separated?
Yeah,
is that it?
Like, no, but they thought I was corny for trying to bring awareness. So, like, my principal who, like...
They wanted to stay mysterious.
But not really, because...
It wasn't
like,
the wolf
no,
days.
when you try, that's, like, embarrassing when you're young. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like, I think it's cool to be, like, empathetic.
No, but like, I was embarrassed. Like, I was proud to be black. And so, like, my high school teacher, well, principal, he had studied African-American history, like, at U of M, was just like, Kennedy, they're not going to accept you. And I was just like...
He said that to you?
Yeah, because they were not, like, those black kids did not like me.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and the white kids didn't either.
Was it because you were an outsider? They felt like that?
Who were you friends with?
I mean, I was friends. I was pretty popular. No, I was popular. I had imaginary friends too, but I was popular. I think it was just the fact that when you're this dark, but you sound like this,
yeah.
And you're this outspoken. Your brother plays ice hockey and stuff. Like your black card revoked. Like I played ice hockey too. You know.
Yeah.
Like, so.
Well,
you're not supposed to do that, you know. White kids like, you don't really play hockey, and then like you pass the puck to them, and they're like, oh my god, you do. So then the black kids were just like, but you know, you're not one of us.
You
either.
Felt in between of all.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I did. Like.
So dating had to be weird.
I didn't date.
Nerd.
No, like I mean, who was I gonna like? The white boys were not hollering at me. Like, right. I mean, they would say stuff on the side.
Right. Like what? Know?
I'm not gonna say
come on, this is like, the show where you say
it. Like, they were telling me about like their dad's interracial porn collection and
it's
stuff.
All black girls.
Wow.
Yeah, like the dads love me.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the father Kennedy, how are you, sweetie?
they do.
I was talking to Cheryl, Rob's mom, and we were just saying like that.
Want to come over for dinner?
Yeah, like I mean, I had a really creepy soccer coach who like
what happened?
He,
you're the only black kid on the team, by the way.
Yeah, but only black girl on the team. My parents are always going to my brother's hockey, so I'm kind of neglected. And,
was he really good or something?
He was a real star.
No. My brother plays like professional hockey in Australia. Like he coaches. Like he played Division One hockey at RPI in Troy, New York.
My brother went to RPI.
OMG!
Oh shit! When did he graduate?
I think like 2012 or 13.
Yeah, I think my brother graduated in 2000, actually.
Nice.
Okay. Small world. I thought it was like.
Wait, does he live in Melbourne?
No, he lives outside of Sydney.
Okay.
You think about your ex?
No, I'm going to be in Melbourne in April. So.
Are you doing the comedy?
I would have gone to a hockey game. What?
Are you doing the comedy festival out there?
Of course. Yeah.
Just to go, just to be on a long flight.
I'm going to get so many miles. I can't wait.
Crazy.
Lisa, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was like the only white girl on my high school cheerleading squad. So I don't know if that's
where'd
like
you go to high school?
Parallel.
Empire, the show?
No.
I was picturing the black cheerleading squad from Bring It On.
Right. That kind of was the vibe.
Where was this? Where?
Southside High School, Raffles Center. Long Island.
Okay, Southside High School. Yeah.
So you guys had cool music, though.
It was really cool. Because
we had whack music. We had John Williams composition. It was. And the other like black schools would come over and they'd be like, you know, Moose up, Moose. And they'd be pop locking and dropping it. And I'd.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of our cheers like had a lot of step moves and like it was fun.
It was a lot of steps.
Yeah.
And you were the only white girl on the team.
Yeah, yeah. Was it all love?
Did they go?
Yeah, all love. They would be like, because I did gymnastics before I did cheerleading. And then when they didn't know what to do, they'd be like, Chrissy, go do some flips. And then I would just like go on the front, like on the hard ass ground. And I just wanted them to like me so bad.
Oh my God.
Go jump around, Whitey. You know it's your part.
And I was like the kind of the losery cheerleader because I was like new. And they all kind of paired up with different guys from the football team, and then the kind of the only guy left for me was like just the worst looking one, and I was like I guess I'll jerk him off, like I just
she has a team player.
That was a kicker.
Team player.
Yeah, I was like,
take that bullet for the team.
I need to be accepted
for the squad. Take that bullet for the squad.
Yeah, but if you know how to do flips, like I would never say no. I would do flips constantly.
Oh, yeah.
If people ask.
If I was a flipping person, I would love to just flip on the bus.
Constant.
I felt important.
People love a flip. Because if you're good at singing, you don't sing all the time with your friends, do you?
No.
Yeah, like that's a bad quality to have. But a flip, no one will ever be annoyed.
Nobody's like, yo, can you stop fucking flipping?
I mean, you don't
want to
flip like at a funeral or something.
People
like that's a bad time.
There's some people always want to sing around me, though. Like, it's really.
Yeah, that's why people always want to tell us jokes.
Yeah, I'm just like.
That's what comics get. Like this. You ever heard the one? It's like, nigga, yes, I heard the one. Beat it.
They want to hear that professional opinion.
Or they're like, oh, I bet you can't sing this. And I'm like, I don't care to, Gumby.
Now,
like,
what's your family? What does black parents in this white neighborhood family of yours think about you coming out here chasing your dreams with songs?
So I was definitely off the will for a while.
There you go.
I think I'm back on.
Back on the will.
You wasted all that money they spent on tuition.
No, well, see, here's the thing, though. Like, I was.
Will war.
I was so focused on music. I was just like, I'm gonna be a singer, and I don't know. I don't have a plan. I'm just gonna be a singer.
He's like, not under my roof.
Yeah. So I got put out pretty early. I was just like, so I was a nanny.
So you don't know these black struggles, Lee. Yeah. Look at you. I was looking a nanny. Surprised.
I'm not surprised, but my parents like that I do comedy.
Really?
Well, now, like, now my parents are supporting me. Like, after we opened up for Elton John last year.
All right.
Wow. She's making it happen.
So then it was just like, hey, our daughter's successful. And it
they was like, you know your brother's an asshole, right? We never liked him. Ice hockey, he's an ice monkey.
No, it's obviously good, but that's such ice it's monkey. So trash when people are like, you're crazy. And then, like, oh, hello. It's so like, transparent. And it's your parents, so it's different, but it's like, ugh.
But their friends would be like, you know, you just need to, you know, focus and maybe get a job at McDonald's and stuff. And I'm just like, all right, that's cool, but like, no.
You're basic. Like, that's what I want to tell people.
So, yeah, there's no dreamers in the Midwest, you know? It's just, you know, they...
they would tell you maybe a job at McDonald's instead of...
Oh, man, everybody was just like, you need to give this up. You're like a failure. I had this guy I was talking to who's just like... You're so unstable. Like, who's going to want to marry you? And I was like, I thought you kind of did.
Wait, did you see? Did you see that? Gaga stuff?
No, I've been too busy.
There's a lot of memes.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of memes. But basically, her ex-boyfriend was just like, you'll never be successful. You'll never be famous. There was a Facebook group called Stephanie Germata Will Never Be Famous.
Yep.
And so she told her, you know, when they were breaking out, she was like, I'm going to be so successful, you won't even be able to go to the deli and get a cup of coffee without hearing my name. And she won an Oscar, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Here we
What happened to him, though?
Who gives a fuck?
He's Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
He now works at the auto dealership selling Hondas.
Yeah, why would he? Well, you know, he was just
But it's
angry.
Also that, like, even if you did work at McDonald's, it's like, why do you have to give up? Like, why can't you work and keep
right.
doing
it? Because here's the thing. Because it's like a lot of... Because
you were a nanny. I was a nanny. I had backup nanny.
Yeah, so I was like a nanny for like white people. And it was great because they always assumed I was like from Haiti or somewhere. Yeah. So I'm like, actually, now I'm from London. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Sarah, she's from London. I'm like, no, I'm from Michigan. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, there's education there too. They're giving black people hope.
That London would have got you an extra couple dollars, though. I would have stayed with that, first of all.
No, because then they ask for your ID, and it's like, it says like Michigan with like the big old hand.
I moved to Michigan as a lad.
Michigan, London.
Yeah. So, yeah, people are really quick to denounce your dreams because they don't have dreams, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there a London in Michigan?
I
Josh, stay focused.
Oh, my ADD. I just
take that fucking chain off. It's making you fucking Ja Rule dumb.
I think it's I'm just kidding. No, but it was easy for people to tell me not to believe in myself because they didn't believe in themselves, you know?
Right.
They,
yeah.
There's a lot of squashed dreams out there. They like to squelch other people.
Dreams.
My parents were cute. My mom said, there's progress every year, so how can we be mad?
Wow.
So. That's awesome.
But I have older parents, and I think, and they like grew up in starving Soviet Union, so their perspective
Russians?
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I dated a Russian.
Yeah.
And?
I cannot say.
They're bad people. They're bad people.
They're the garbage people.
They're not. I
they're
loved him.
They're garbage people.
I loved
Hello,
him.
Hello, Kennedy. You look very nice today.
Listen.
There's some superstars around, but like most of my Russian Brighton Beach relatives are terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not nice, and they're always yelling, and they're suspicious of you. So
I grew up with those guys. I grew up with the Brighton Beach Russians.
They're just, it's just like they're hypocrites. I don't know. Yeah. But,
they went through some real
persecution. My parents are old. So my mom always, because I made a lot of mistakes and she was always like, we just know if we tell you what to do, you'll always resent us. So you just have to kind of do what you want. So, but they were 42 and 50 when they had me. So it's just like, you're going to be smarter and better.
Are you the youngest?
Than a young parent. Yeah.
That's awesome. No, I mean, that's really great advice. I wish like
my
parents would have told me that instead of, you know, people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
That's like a poster that would be on the wall at school.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was my dad. My dad was like that dad who
So they're squares.
Yeah, pretty much.
What does your father do?
He just actually retired. He was a power plant engineer.
Oh, yeah, power plant. You did.
So he was super
company man.
He was a Homer Simpson.
Kind of, but like he was like him. Like so, my brother that went to RPI like majored in chemical engineering.
Yeah.
So they would be like, so if you take you know the Newton law divided by and
nerds.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, as long as the lights turn on, you know?
Yeah.
As long as, like, these bills are paid, Dad, you can, you know.
My brother was a civil engineer. Like, he went to RPI, too. And, like, but my dad is not nerdy, so he had nobody to connect with. Like, my dad was, like, a landscaper when we were growing up. And then he lucked out and got a job driving for the Teamsters, like, in the movies and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
So I would, like, run into him in the city. And, like, I'd be like, where's the craft services? And, like, that would be my dinner. I would just, like, take a bunch of food and then.
It was like, hey, Stan, I saw your daughter eating off the back of the truck.
Yeah, I was like, I'm hungry, Dad. Where are you?
Josh, what's going on with you? You fucking crazy bastard.
I'm chilling. I'm writing. I'm still writing that pilot.
Talking to the mic.
Still writing that. I'm used to the mic being right in front of me. I got this backup mic. I feel like I'm doing a set if I do it this way.
No, just hold it.
Hold it.
Just
hold it.
It's only a set if we start booing.
Yeah, that's true. Or a Stone Cold.
Now I do know you've been keeping up on some Michael Cohen stuff, haven't you? You listen to any of it?
I mean, I just
fiery
saw,
stuff.
To be honest, I just saw the Vic Berger stuff about him.
What?
You know the Vic Berger? He like cuts
like
up
a veggie
the Vic Berger's like this dude who edits for Tim and Eric, and he cuts up like real clips of politics and basically brings out the realness. I don't really know much about the shit though.
Okay.
I thought you would be a little bit of it.
I only know like the really big political. I just don't
this
give a fuck.
This is the biggest story of the year. What are you talking about?
I don't give a fuck about this shit. Trump is here. That's that.
Josh
I'm waiting
dead.
For 2020. He's not going to get impeached. Let's stop.
We got to put him in jail.
Straws.
You got to hope for jail.
I mean,
we're like wasting so many people waste so much time focusing on these little tiny little fucking mistakes
it's not tiny.
Here there.
Okay, Josh,
I think you're not
Jesus
understanding
Christ.
The scope.
I don't know
of
what happened to you the last couple months.
Are there stones in here that we can stone him with?
We need to hit him with a rock.
We got
to
focus on the
I'm focusing on my shit.
Focus.
My hustle.
Focus.
I don't give a fuck about what Trump's doing.
He's got like a cartoon t-shirt on and his chain and he's becoming it. I don't mind if he wears it. Don't become it. Holy shit.
I become what I wear.
You're regressing. But Michael Cohen's, he's on trial now. Not on trial, but he's talking to the...
He's snitching.
Yeah, he's snitching his ass off.
As he
called,
should.
He called Trump a racist today.
The first thing he
a
said.
A con man.
Whoa.
And a cheat.
But then does he go, but I was a dummy and I fell for all
but,
of
that's
it?
But that's what I'm saying. First of all, Cohen lied to the Congress before.
Yeah, but he's going to go to jail.
No, but
he's going to jail race. Second of all, why'd you work for him for 10 years if he's all these things?
Can I say something?
What
though?
Does that make you?
Can
you know,
I say
health
something?
Insurance. You got to get it.
Like, I mean, unfortunately, as a woman who's been in an abusive relationship.
Stop bragging.
there are things that you go along with because it's like it's convenient
in
a
it.
Moment and you're in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he choke slapped you in front of your mom, but you're like, you know, we got this thing with it. You know, like I think I
choke slapped.
So it's, I mean, I kind of, I mean, I haven't been choked. Never mind. Let me keep that.
I know what you mean. Like, oh, he hit me, but like not in my face. So,
so you're just like, you know, I know this is wrong, but we're in it. And like, he gives me little perks and he picks me up for my job.
So is it like Stockholm syndrome?
I think a little bit is because I mean, also too, it's
but
like.
But also if he didn't run for president and become president, no one would have known and they would have continued their crimes and it would have, they would have made money.
Wait, what were the crimes?
Person.
What do you mean? What was
Google
the crime?
It. You Google.
Wasn't it a Russian thing?
No, he lied to. No, you so far. I don't
this
know.
Is so,
you
I saw a video of him being like, "Oh yeah, I was sitting with Trump, and his son came up and whispered in his ear, the deal has been made or something."
What?
No, that's the only clip.
Josh,
I saw. That was like what was
somebody
the,
give
all
Josh
cut
a
together.
Juice a juice box. Because hey. Jesus Christ,
and
you
a Black
sound
History
years old.
Black History Month pamphlet.
So who gives a fuck? I don't follow this shit.
Wait,
I think
care.
You should understand why people give a shit, but I guess you don't have to.
Yeah, you need.
Well, what is
care.
It then? Tell me.
Can you just vote though?
But listen, we already knew that Trump told.
Yeah,
focus.
Sure.
We already. He's
gonna vote.
Turn Josh's mic off. Thank you.
We'll go and
listen,
vote together.
We
Josh.
Already knew that Trump told Cohen to pay off
Stormy.
Stormy Daniels, because why would your lawyer just be pay off your fucking mistress?
I met Stormy and Michael at the AVN Awards.
Wow. How was she?
She was a little bit of a bimbo.
A little bit of a.
She was one.
She was raw dogging it with.
She was I mean, that weekend I met, I would say, between 80 and 100 porn stars and interviewed them, and she was the number one bimbo.
Bitsa, out of all of them.
There was one 18-year-old, like, young, she was for New Starlet, and she was, like, shaking and very nervous.
Right.
I'm sure she was, like, kind of, so her and then Stormy were like.
That's my favorite category of porn, by the way, shaky and nervous. I always slash shaky slash nervous.
Just, She probably shouldn't be in the industry. Like,
I don't know if she was ready, but
Trump's been
a
racist.
She did get nominated, so she's doing well.
Wow. Yeah, but she just got a big name now. But Trump being called a racist is not against. It's like being racist is not against the law. So,
yeah.
I mean, okay, this is my thing, though. For another white man to say the first thing come out of his mouth is to say another white man is racist, I was like, oh,
yeah.
Jesus. And they shooting
like
in the temple.
Now,
like, I'm like, it makes me feel, I'm funny when I hear a white dude.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
be mad about it.
I hate that shit. It's like,
it's like when a white dude calls a white dude a racist, I'm like this, and you are what? Not
exactly,
but white men are you know, they stick together, like they always make sure the other one is good. So the fact that he out here like, first of all, the boy is racist, I was like, I'm just praying that like he doesn't
maybe.
No,
he
I think
has,
white
like,
people only
friend.
Out other white people when they want some kind of sympathy or some kind of boost.
No,
okay, that
that's
could
what
be the
it
point.
Is.
That
I mean,
could
I don't,
be.
Listen, that's why I never trust white people out each other.
I don't know. One of my friends was being super racist to another friend, and we definitely uninvited him from Thanksgiving.
Well, that's
and
cool.
And we haven't talked to him since.
But you don't.
But
tell...
now we found out he's had a coke problem all these
but
years.
Here's here's
I don't even know what's
here's the difference.
That was better than we first imagined, huh?
You don't go.
But we were like, "Fuck you!" And then he's like, "I'm in rehab, and I've been doing coke for years," and we're like, "Oh, fuck."
No.
Well, there's a difference between that and like them broadcasting. We had a racist friend, so we all had to defriend him. That like shows me that you're a little.
No, I was just like, I don't think you should come to Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it'd be weird.
But did anyone check him? Because like, that's my thing.
Yeah,
it's
when
like,
he said the racist shit.
Yeah, like,
of course I fought with him and then said you can't come to Thanksgiving.
What was the racist thing he said, by the way? This is yeah, race wars, and we need this kind of thing. Thank
well,
you.
There were. I mean, there were lots of.
Say
comments.
It slow
it was
and in
right...
French. Let me
it was
enjoy
right
it.
After the election. It was like we were having a heated argument, but he was also into other weird things. But he was like, "Admit it, black people just commit more crimes. Admit it," which is rich because. He's a drug. He was a drug dealer and doing.
That's
so much
always
coke.
Who says that.
He's like all the guys I buy coke from
is
are black,
always?
So that's why.
So that. So I was just like, but they're being targeted. I'm like, if you were being pulled over as much as black people, you'd be in fucking jail. You were my drug dealer. Like, what are you talking about? But we kept arguing. We were on the street, and then I said something. We like moved on, but I said something like, "Ugh, I don't want any men making money off of me anymore. I'm like, I'm only gonna hire like women agents and everything."
Right.
And he goes, and he went.
I identify whatever you're paying.
And I was working with a friend on a TV show thing, and I was like, I would never hire a man again. And he went, except for him, right? I guess he deserved it in this way of like that I only, or he was only hired because he was black, and that like he should have done. Even though this person
racist.
Has had experience writing in television, was on everyone's shortlist for this thing. Also, if I'm in charge, like you think I'm some dummy, I'm gonna just like. Hire someone that I don't think is cool
you
or good.
I
and, and you don't work hard and you think that like he didn't deserve it, but you somehow deserve this thing. And so that's when I was like, I don't know.
I would have hit him with more racism. I'm like, I said a man, not one third to man.
And I was bringing him.
Huh? Yikes.
Double down on the racism.
It's 5 minutes.
And
I was bringing him to open for me. So it was this thing of just like, all right, well, you're making, I'm like the reason you're even making money. This sucks.
Wait, is a comic?
Yes.
I didn't know Aaron Berg was over.
No, he's an enemy for sure.
Why is he an enemy?
Shots fired.
Really? Wait. Oh, I have a rap horn app on my phone. Hold on a second.
A what?
Lord,
this is life-changing. Oh, the best thing.
You need
this
to have
morning
it ready.
Radio.
Yeah.
Hold on, ready? This is my favorite app.
Go ahead. Thank you.
It's just called rap horn.
That's pretty. Thank you, Chrissy.
I feel
so
like Black
white.
History Month just suffered
just,
so much.
Yeah.
It's morning show energy. I like it. Now, do you have a baby crying?
I have other sounds.
But
I
do want to go on record, even though I called him out. I've been called out by my friends for doing dumb shit that you don't realize, or you do. And
but
you
racist
know I mean?
Shit? Do you ever do some racist stuff like this? I didn't mean it to be racist. I always do it. But secretly, I mean it.
No, I got caught in a Twitter race thing last month, and
okay.
It was humiliating.
Okay, what happened?
Because people told me to scrub my Twitter, and I was like, I'm such a good person. I'm like, there's no way. And they're like, I don't know, you just did something bit. Like, you should, you know, just go through your
scrub
tweets.
Scrub your Twitter
so what happened?
Too.
I know. Yeah, I'm going to do
so
that
So I
later.
Was like, I'm fine. And then I went on MSNBC and talked shit about Bernie, and then the Bernie bros, they found... the worst. I mean, I couldn't believe it, but the most racist things I've ever seen in my life. What? And I wrote them all.
Right. What was it?
What did they say?
Let's hear one.
No, I just can't. Like 15 Asian ones. There was a fucking, I'm just trying to figure out
how do you do the Asian eyes in a tweet?
There was just bad.
Just use the two slants.
There we go. You know. I knew somebody had an answer on this show.
And then my manager called me days later. She's like, did you write about Indian men? I'm like, I guess. I don't know.
What you write? Don't take a bus with them?
Something about IT?
Smells like curry?
That's a rape joke.
No, I'm more clever than that, but they were terrible. I mean, like, it was humiliating, and they were really bad. And I was scared I was going to lose my friends.
Who dug it up?
Aww. Bernie Bros. And they were screenshotting it and sending it to everyone that followed me.
Bernie
was
like, Bros. Really?
Wow.
That's I want to hear an so example. Shitty.
What do you mean, like Bernie Bros? Like people that.
So I went on MSNBC and it was this segment called Fallback Friday. And you go on and they sent me the topics to choose from. And one of my topics, and you just basically go like, fall back. And it was Bernie and the sexual harassment in his campaign. And I don't like him, but I was being funny. I was like, Bernie's like, fetch. You're never going to happen. Like,
right.
That's
I'm not an actual like pundit.
Right.
I was wearing a harness. Like, I was.
What are you, Jesse Smollett?
And I was.
Thanks, guys. Step your weights down.
Wait, let me get my horn out.
But
oh my God.
I was with Tom Colicchio, my hero. I was getting my friend came over to braid my hair. Like, I wasn't like, I'm going to take down the fucking government.
Right.
And so I was just like, yeah, you're old and disheveled. No one likes you. Go fishing. Like, you're over.
I like Bernie.
I don't.
What is this cute? I like Bernie.
I was just like, I don't want any old white men.
Is he too much of a socialist for you? Oh, too much of a man for you?
I just feel
old
the midterm.
Man.
No, yes. But to me, the midterms, what people came out and voted for were young women and women of color. And so it's like, that's what we want. We showed it in our votes. So like, that's what, give it to us. Go support women. Like, you're fucking 80. Go away. Yeah,
I thought I was feeling the burn at first, but then I was like, oh, it's just chlamydia.
But you see that the whole Democratic Party, all their topics now is all Bernie shit from the last race.
And it's everybody's like, you're going to fuck it up again. Yeah. You're going to fuck it up again.
Bernie's time was the last race. They fucked it up.
But they all
that's what
Bernie
I said.
Talk.
I was like, 2016 was your year, but it wasn't.
The thing is, he gave birth to all of them. He gave birth to them. Everybody who's running the Democratic Party, Bernie kind of gave birth to them because they all running with his fucking policies that he fucking said.
Yes, but when he ran,
ago,
he said it was to move Hillary to the left, and he did that. And so it's like, why are you doing this again? But Tom Colicchio told me a fact, and he said that Bernie's only brought, he was on with me, and he was tagged in all the racism stuff. But
delicious. Bon appetit, Tom.
But the thing is, I didn't even know it was happening because I didn't realize my settings. I don't see anyone who doesn't follow me. So I was living in like...
A bubble
of like, you are great. I see no love. Like, I was like, and then my friend texted me and she was like, don't panic, but they found tweets. And I was like, what?
No.
And I was at dinner. And then my Filipino friend, I was with him. He had to like delete these Asian tweets for me. And it was humiliating. Yeah.
Can you stop referring to your Filipino friend as your Filipino friend? Maybe that's the problem.
He's my
your
best friend.
It was just funny that
he had to delete the Asian tweets for me.
Because they good at that kind of stuff, those Asians. So
he's very good.
He might as well go ahead and delete it for you.
He built the phone.
He might as well.
But yeah, it was humiliating. And I thought I was going to lose friends. And then my friends texted me and reached out. And that was like, that's all I truly cared about. And
that must have been scary.
What was the Asian stuff you said though? Did you say like awful? Like, was
I want to hear.
You know, Roseanne did the whole chong ching chong.
I said
thing before. And
I wrote
was just...
like, I was just like, I wrote dating an Asian is like dating someone with one arm.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't even make sense.
But what's the second part of that?
Yeah, there is none. It was 20. I don't know. That's what I mean. It's not like I'm like, I stand behind it and I'm a comic and we experiment. I'm like, this is humiliating.
I'm trying to understand that.
Yeah, I would date a guy with one arm.
I'm not standing behind it. That's just what it was.
Does it ruin your delivery?
No.
What?
Where's my sodas? I only got one arm. One arm Asian.
But I don't
know. Son of a bitch, I'm thirsty.
I don't know. Sometimes you do dumb shit or you don't get things or you have your own perspective and then suddenly you hear someone tell you something and you're like, oh, fuck, I didn't realize that, and that's this. I mean...
And it was 15 of them?
There was a lot. It was bad.
Oh, man, if there are 15 of them, tell us one of the funny ones.
I was humiliated. I was, like, horrified. I looked at them, and then I was just I didn't want to look at them. I mean, one was from 2016. I really can't. But most were, like, 2012.
Tweets. Yeah, who's like these
people? Okay, but hold up. People go through, like, Instagram, like, when someone... finally follows you, and then they start like scrolling through and they accidentally click on a picture from like 2015. Yeah, yeah. Like, people do that stuff because it's like, it's basically like your whole history.
Well, that's another thing. And then they made videos on YouTube of like, woke comedian found out. And it's like, no one found me out. I wrote it. It's like on the internet. Like,
are you a woke comedian?
I didn't have, no, that's what I mean. It's like, if you also watched my comedy, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's so weird.
But
I got in trouble once for an Asian tweet.
Okay,
on
here
Twitter.
We go. Finally, you're back to earth now. You sound like you're normal again.
All right, thank you. Well, I'm glad that I'm accepted again at this table.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, I'm working towards it. No, I mean, it was funny though for me because, like, back at the time, this was years ago, I wasn't like that big in comedy or not really doing much. So I
Not like now.
I was honored. Well, I'm doing
Shady Boots.
That's definitely better now than I was like 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But
now you got that chain.
Yeah. I got that chain. I got the out of town gigs. I got to perform in Thailand.
He's in Belleville, in my hometown.
I actually have performed
in Hemlock, Michigan.
In the mic.
Hemlock?
Yeah.
You don't know how the mic works.
You said Hemlock?
Yeah, Hemlock, Michigan.
Why?
I just randomly.
There's only meth and like coke whores.
They
out
also
there.
Got ostrich jerky in, out there. Is that crazy?
Wow.
I don't.
They sell all sorts of shit. That's how I knew I was in the country. I went up there. There was like crocodile and ostrich jerky at the gas station. I was like, okay, I'm going to be the only black dude at this show.
That is a weird Asian joke.
No. Oh, this is. No,
focus.
It's a long setup. It's a very
canary.
Long setup.
Jesus Christ.
The Asian joke, it wasn't even like I was making fun of Asians. It's just a topical joke when the Malaysian airline happened to go down.
Okay.
I was just like, what happens when you, or something of like, something along the lines of when you fail math in Asia, do they make you become a pilot or something like that?
Okay. And then what happened? You got in trouble?
It got a bunch of retweets. It was my most retweeted thing though. Oh. And everyone started writing back, this guy's a racist.
And then you're like, let me pin this.
Basically, that is what it was like. It was the only time that's happened.
But it also...
I wasn't getting any attention elsewhere.
It also taught me the other perspective, because I think I was too quick to be like, yeah, you suck if I saw something. And so some things were out of context.
Right.
Like, I did tweet at my Mexican friend, and I wrote, by filthy, do you mean Mexican? And it was at him, and it's like, sucks. And it looks like not...
Wow.
It doesn't look good.
But it's funny if it's your friend, and that's...
Yeah, like, we were just chatting, but it's like, also like, what am I doing?
But you gotta remember that Twitter is not your friend, though. Your friends are on Twitter, but Twitter's,
not Twitter's also changed from when we all started. But I'm just saying, like, if I were to see what I wrote, I would not like me at all. And I would be like, fuck that, like, cancel her.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. So I also learned this perspective where it's like, I'm not, I don't know. It's tough.
But I've had, you can't see this because it's a podcast, but like, my eyes are kind of small and they were smaller when I was a kid.
Right.
And a
they
lot of
chingy eye, what
oh my
you?
God, some of the Asian kids that were in my school like used to roast me. The Chinese
they think you
people,
were Blasian?
Yes, the Chinese people would make fun of me all the time. Oh. They would like someone in your family with someone else, like they would they.
You know, you're the only black kid when even the Asians are picking on you.
No, they would.
Here come the bitch. Let's get a chong.
Yeah, like no, I mean they.
I've never been heard
get
of.
Get Lee Wang.
No, they.
We gonna take this bitch down.
Yeah, it was hard. Like we went to a Japanese steakhouse and. The guy was like, oh, I make face like you. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And it's like, it's me, my mom, my best friend, his mom, and then like maybe 8 other white people. We don't know because they just put us all together.
Right.
He makes a big face, like a big circle, and then he draws 2 lines for eyes.
And brown.
And no. And then
my
like
God.
A smile. He's like, oh, that's you. And
did
I was
he use
like,
brown rice?
No. But he was like.
Soy sauce.
Yes, but he was.
How old is this dude?
He was older than me.
Different generational, probably.
Yeah, but I was just like, but bro, like we're in this together. Like, if it pops off, you know what I'm saying? I'm a take a shrimp and throw it for you. You know what I'm saying? And you're making fun of me
in
front of white
head.
People.
Yeah.
What did you say to him? What happened? How was it? Just an awkward dinner after
you
that?
No, everybody fell out laughing. They thought it was funny. And I was just like,
wow.
But you look like you could be like my dad, you know? Like, so, well, I don't.
Damn.
Should we slap box? Should I shake a hand? I don't know how to feel.
Where was this, in Michigan?
Yeah.
At Benihana's.
Thanks. No, it wasn't Benihana's. It was Genji's Japanese Steakhouse.
They canceled the comedy component after that of the
night. The Japanese, though, everybody knows they, you know, the Japanese can be some racist motherfuckers.
Ruthless.
Who
but,
is
no,
it?
But look, I've had
Who
Koreans, I've had Chinese, I've had Filipino people.
They all came at you?
Yeah.
Stop letting these Asians push you around.
Yeah. But what am I gonna say? If I say something back to them, then I'm a racist.
No, you're not a racist. No, you're just defending yourself. You're on the same level as them. I love having like another minority friend, and we just like go back and forth.
You went to China, didn't you?
I went to China, but I only laid over there and got lost there. But I had an experience in China.
What happened?
Street cred.
I went to, well, I got a really cheap flight to Thailand, and when on my way back, I was supposed to connect in like Hangzhou, China, to go to Shanghai. I find out it's a fucking bus when I get there.
Wow.
And the bus is miles away from the airport. No one fucking speaks English. Google is blocked.
That's right.
So I'm trying. Good. There's a. I was like with someone who was freaking out. Some like stunt woman who was on my flight. So that kind of gave me some motivation. Every time was my mic away. Does he like give you a sync?
Yeah. He looks up like this. What the fuck is he doing?
No. So we had to kind of navigate and figure it out, like how to get to this
bus
station.
You and the stunt person?
Yeah. Well, I basically just made mad international calls and was like having like my mother screenshot my Google itinerary, send it back.
Did she also screenshot some of Lisa's Twitter? Look what this bitch said. Mom, I'm lost.
Did your parents find out about that?
My parents are very foreign, do not really speak English. My mom just got on Google. They stalked me. Maybe my mom saw on Twitter. Oh, I told them, actually.
How do you feel about Putin?
Unfortunately, my dad only, he's 81, and he only watches Russian television, and he's truly...
He's a fan. He's a fan of poo-poo.
He, like, will still defend Stalin. It's fucked, even though he was, like, starving. Really?
Stalin was misunderstood.
But he lived through it. I mean, he was starving. He was born in 1938 in the former Soviet Union. My mom was born in 1945, right after the war. Her parents, like, met in a labor camp.
Wow.
And their lives sucked, but they're just so fucking brainwashed.
It's something nostalgic, something for them, like, when they think about the old. Even though it's suffering, sometimes your brain hold on to the fucking good memories.
Yeah, and it's just fucked them. I mean, my dad hoards canned food. He, like... expired food. They're like scared of stuff constantly. But so I just, they don't vote. So that's great.
Well, where they live now?
And in Skokie, suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
Hey, Chicago.
Yes.
Skokie.
Yeah. And they just chill out, watch Russian TV, go to the movies on Tuesdays. Senior citizens get in for $6.
He watches news on RT.
We have like 8 Russian channels.
Jesus.
What's he think
but
of
Russia's
Trump?
Russia's kind of popping, though. I've been to Russia.
Yeah. How was your experience over there? Okay.
They loved me because I was a star. But when I got on Aeroflot.
That's true.
I wasn't on stage. I was back to being a
really
darky. Oh, no. Those women, they didn't want to even serve me water.
Really? I fucking go to St. Petersburg. They're taking pictures with me.
No.
They're like, chocolate man.
Chocolate man.
Now, where were you in Russia? Where?
Krasnodar. True, and then we flew like Krasnodar.
What was the name of the town?
Krasnodar. And but you know, I flew through Moscow a bunch.
So when you're performing, it was all good. Everybody,
when I'm performing, they sing my words back to me. They carry me. They write me letters. I mean, like these people in Russia literally went on my Instagram page for my band and got all of our pictures, printed them off in an HD printer.
Wow.
Brought the marker specific for the coloring on the picture.
Wow.
It was crazy. I thought my bandmate had sent them like the HD photo. I'm like, how did you get? I don't even have these. Like, so I mean, like the Russians were like, they were beautiful and they are like really wonderful people. But after the
when you get away from the limelight,
that's
bad.
They wouldn't give you water.
No, these women, like, they're like, don't touch me either.
Oh, crazy.
Wow. It was,
and, I mean, I don't obviously don't speak any Russian. My former Russian love, whatever, didn't teach me any Russian. So I was just angry and dehydrated.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was a reminder, like, oh, my God, I'm really black.
I wonder if, also because you're a woman, too, in a way. Because I went to Russia, people were, like, all excited to see me and shit.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, you're a lot lighter than me.
Yeah, you're red bone chicken shit,
that doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. What are you talking about?
You look like you can be from fucking Kazakhstan or something, you know?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You could be a
Yeah, she looks more African
Serbian.
Than
Kazakhstan, doesn't that look like Asian?
Serbian.
She has some brownies, too.
I knew Kazakh kids when I was in Texas A&M. They look Asian. They don't look like me.
But plus, you were in St. Petersburg, which is a big town, big city.
Yeah.
She was in fucking, was it Kazakhstan?
They did hate Americans, so they kicked us out.
And they hate gay people.
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
They kicked you out of what?
They kicked, like, my... When I was with a big group of Americans, no bars would let us in. But, like, when I was just, like, with, like, a small group, people would stop and take pictures. Russian dudes would come up to me, and they'd try to rap in my ear to see what I thought.
Were you wearing your stupid gold chain?
I wasn't. This is pre-gold chain.
But, like, you know you can't, like, you can't watch, like, porn in Russia.
What?
I didn't even try.
I did.
Some of my favorite porns are Russian.
I tried, and that thing was like, I was like, God, I'm like the Kremlin. No, Jesus, I'm sorry.
What do they do? Just go to gymnastics practices and like watch? Like
the ballet.
Let me tell
ballet.
You something. That they shut me down. I was so nervous.
On your computer?
Yes.
What did it say? Damn. Something in Russian? Like
it was just like something you are not authorized or something.
Really?
Holy shit.
I was shook.
I would have masturbated
scared.
To that. Like, no. You don't tell me what to do. Fuck you, Russian retreats.
No, I was so freaked out. I just put down my computer. I was just like, it's time to go to sleep. It's just, I'm gonna lay it down, Lord. I'm just pray.
They'll treat you like a nigga over there, huh?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
It was like that in Thailand. There's no porn either, but you could use a proxy server. Next time you're out there, you have to connect, and it goes through another country, and it reads like.
I'm not doing all that, man.
He can't go without his boy stuff.
Or next time, just download it.
Yeah. It's like, no, if you're in Thailand, you're already where porn comes from. Why do you
have to run?
That's true.
Just put your computer down and go
fuck. I wasn't watching a lot of porn in Thailand. I just noticed that it wasn't there.
Yeah, you just noticed. You woke up and was like this. Let me check for no reason.
Oh, crazy. There's nothing there. It's crazy.
Lord have its mercy. Kennedy, do you think Trump's a racist?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, just his history in the past, you know, just how he treated.
Plus, Fred Trump wouldn't let those niggas in his building.
I mean,
as my barber would say it.
Even like with the
Central Park Five.
The Central Park Five.
Oh, that's definitely.
You know, I was in Michigan, super suburban, and you know, just very sheltered. So I didn't know about that until I got to New York. But just some of this is how he handles things. And I don't really feel like someone who really believes or loves all people is gonna like try to restrict. Certain people from coming to this country like he has. Yeah. I really feel like, you know.
You think the wall is racist?
I think the wall's racist.
Yeah,
I think the wall is business.
It's not business. How is it business when when there's an opiate like epidemic and
he's
it's
gonna,
all in the suburbs?
He's
and
gonna
it's
make
all in
money off building that wall. All the construction companies. This is like bros helping bros. That's why it sucks that this business guy
but
got
it's draining
in. Us. It's all about. He doesn't give a fuck. He's in it for himself, and so are the billionaires. That's why the camps with the kids are there because they're all making money.
It's gonna be the most
privatized prisons. It's all in the same. Like they make money off people suffering and they're sociopaths. They don't care. I mean, he's racist, but like he'll kill it. I don't think he cares for people at all.
I
think he's. I don't think he's more racist than regular white people.
Ooh.
I think that he's just. I think
you
he's
think
just. I think
Bill Clinton is as racist as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's fair.
I think Donald Trump.
Well, Bill Clinton's put hundreds of thousands of black people
in jail.
The prison system.
Yeah.
So that's why I say that.
Yeah.
He also.
But
he also violent.
But he has an office in Harlem.
Trump and Bill Clinton have double teamed girls together.
Wow.
Yeah. I bet they went to Thailand.
So.
Yes, they do. They
I
all
watch that porn.
All those politicians go to Thailand. They all fuck underage girls. I'm telling you. I think that's why the government doesn't do anything, that there's tapes on all of them fucking kids or prostitutes or guys.
Think like that Robert Kraft thing that's going
that's
on.
That's why
Florida.
They don't say anything.
It's
I think
200
that's
people
why.
Brought up on his
I mean,
fucking
this is
indict.
Crazy so conspiracy, but this is what I truly believe that
it's
they
all
are on tape doing illicit, horrible things.
Yeah.
And so that's why they can't really rock the boat, or people will release the
guess
tape.
Guess whose tape just got out? R. Kelly's. They got three more tapes on him.
That oh yeah, did you hear about what he said in the tape?
What he said? Oh, that she was 14.
Yeah, yeah. He like says her age throughout the tape.
She and he.
Why?
Allegedly, that's what they say.
He gets off on.
But they had a tape before, and
but
he got
y'all
cleared.
Hear, did y'all hear the Anthony Bourdain conspiracy?
No.
What?
So people say he was actually murdered because he was like about to do like a he was filming some documentary in France about like the sex trafficking industry or something like that.
Right.
So apparently, this is what the conspiracy theorists say, that like the people like who he was like investigating or whatever, like they had owned the property that they like. Have one of their buildings on is like owned by the Clinton Foundation.
I believe that.
Wait, one of the people that he was about to expose and is
like some French sex trafficker like had like he was operating on property owned by the Clinton Foundation. That's like a
this feels like Taken. Yeah. Maybe Liam Neeson to go in there and call somebody a nigga, then solve the day. I'm just trying to put everything together.
That was crazy. But now I feel because of my Twitter, I can't judge anyone ever again.
I mean, you can.
Sucks.
I mean, come on. Like, you
that
can.
Sucks.
You can judge people. Go ahead, judge me.
Go ahead.
I have been.
That
That Liam quote was nuts.
No, well, I thought he was just being honest, though. I thought he was a cool one being honest, even though it was wicked shit. But nobody's perfect.
Why would you be honest?
I mean, I'm definitely judging
Jesse.
Didn't
he see Paula Deen?
Jesse, oh, small.
Oh, hell yeah. He set us all back.
Not me. He gave me a couple good jokes.
No, I mean, I really wish we could put hands and feet on him, because
smell my feet.
That might be the title, put hands and feet on him.
No, because it's just like, I mean, he really took advantage of people's emotions right now. And I lived in Chicago in the area that he supposedly got attacked in. I'm like, them gay boys, they don't play around.
They,
you know what I'm
saying? Thugs, they homo thugs over there, they thump.
They throw down.
They thump. Like the McDonald's in the village.
Man.
How dare you go in there and yell fag money? They'll cut your face with every box cutter in the city.
Was he in Boys Town? I thought it was downtown.
No, I thought it was Boys Town.
Oh, wow.
But even downtown, like, I mean, Chicago is a very, like, very lenient, very open city. And so the fact that you would take people's emotions, especially when you
use it
black,
like that, exploit it.
You know, the black and the gay. And, like, you're triggering people.
It's like real people died in that shit. It's like, what are you going to use that?
And don't use a check. Like, what is he trying to do, cancel?
Oh, my God. But what would have happened if, like, cops would have...
I think he was on cocaine, too.
He's saying drug shit now.
I'm not being fully serious.
Waka
Flocka is always using.
Yep.
Always, you know, I was on cocaine and I was doing liquid Advil. I don't care.
Doesn't cocaine just make you do everything the same but faster?
Those liquid gels are strong.
No, I don't even do coke, so I don't know what it does.
I was on NyQuil.
I used to. Coke is just not my drug. Weed is my thing.
No, but everyone,
drugs are like haircuts. You know what I'm saying? You try it out. Try a different one.
But then you settle on yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'll do Molly and DMT from time to time.
You might put a part here.
I think DMT is a pesticide.
No.
DMT I have always wanted to try since watching the Joe Rogan documentary.
DMT is great. It's not a pesticide.
Stay focused.
Do you really have a new view on the world and life? Like how they
It was a really spiritual. The most spiritual drug journey I had was on Molly, but okay, I had a great time on DMT.
First time
do you feel
Molly
different now
best.
Than from before when you
like
did
first,
it?
Yeah.
I grow, I learn things, and then you hopefully implement it's just like a way of growth, I feel sometimes.
We'll have to do drugs together, Eve. Josh.
All right.
Wear that chain.
I'm not judging you.
You're giving church look, nigga. Yeah. You over there.
I got all my judgment out of the way when I first sat down.
Snorting. Music, there's a lot of drugs, and there's been a lot of musicians and artists.
Every band member's on drugs.
Not my band. We are clean.
There ain't no band worth hearing then.
Oh, hey.
We have like a nigga on something for me to listen to.
I mean, we're addicted to music. We're addicted to the high of being on tour and stage.
You can't snort
that's
that.
That's how you get the church gigs.
Isn't Tyler the
Creator? No, that's how you got put out.
No, but you still got to stay in control when you. But there's a lot of musicians using stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna drop names because I've been in places where they've done it.
Ray Charles.
No. No, I'm talking about like this generation. Like right now, a lot of people are doing it. But my thing is like.
Yeah, I heard Zayn's on heroin.
Have you ever what? Like, who?
Zayn Malik. Zayn.
Oh, from One Direction?
Yeah, his solo album.
I hate that I knew who she was talking about.
Yeah, I thought she was on Lil Zane.
Is this
Lil Zane?
When you hear someone who's like done a lot of cocaine, like if you're sleeping next to him and that snore, that like my nose is blown out snore, is not sexy.
Enough about the Russian you dated.
No, shut up.
I knew who it was.
No.
Wait, the Russian you dated, was that from Detroit?
No, it was from here. And he was a Russian Jew.
Yeah, Russian Jew. Mm. Asylum Jew, huh?
That is me.
Yeah, Asylum Jew.
Yeah, so I learned a lot about the culture.
About the Russian culture.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite
food? They push that blow, too, don't they?
Did you have any Russian food that you enjoyed?
What did he
do
for
a living? No, I'm not going to do that because I don't have enough money for a lawyer.
But what he did for a living?
Yeah, he's a musician.
Oh, he's a musician.
Yeah. So I'll just keep it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get busted down at the groove, like pop, 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 because I was talking trash. What did he introduce me to? Like matzo ball soup?
Nice.
Ah, nice matzies?
Yeah, so when I go asking for matzo ball, as dark as I am, they're like, what do you know? I'm just like, just matzo ball soup.
How long did you date this?
Kind of his diner state.
How long you dated this Russian?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say we technically dated. It was more like... he used my chocolate body when convenient, and I let it happen. So it wasn't.
Well, you got his body too, his Russian.
Yeah.
You got that Russian dressing.
Yeah, that vanilla shake.
Russian dressing. Okay, oh, Josh boy. Is coming back slow. His medication's kicking in.
His posture changed after that one.
Thanks for noticing.
Lord have mercy.
We were together for a while. For a while. On and off.
Okay.
So it was a learning experience.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
You love that motherfucker.
I did. Yeah. I did because he believed in me. You know, and
I believe in you, Kennedy.
No, he didn't say it like that. No, he had been here for years. Don't. Oh God, no. That's
come
weird.
Come over here and make the dressing come out.
No, but it's that thing where no one else has believed in you, and then this one person does, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like I do see the stars in my eyes.
Yeah.
And then you know you also realize too that just because it starts off good doesn't mean that it's gonna end good. And sometimes you just outgrow people. You know, yeah. There's seasons for everything. You know, and you have to be strong enough to know that because you know I think I held on for too long.
Not took a couple chances. You have to do it a couple times to really realize it was done.
Yeah, well, it was more so me not knowing, like, my potential and my greatness. Like, I always assumed it was attached to him. And then, like, when I had to, like, sever that, because I was just like, this is not great.
You don't have that person, like, making you feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was also, too, it was, like, having a really great moment and then someone bringing you down. So it was, like,
a narcissist. I was in the same thing, yeah.
Like, codependent.
You were in the same thing?
I was in a very similar kind of thing. Like, the person makes you feel so great, but then make you feel so shitty. And you kind of, like, need things to be good with them so you can get the highs are really high, the lows are really low.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, parents, am I right?
So, yeah, like, I after I cut off things with him, like, I, like, sat in my room and ate my emotions because everywhere I went reminded
sitting up in my room
and it takes
Josh, you should be singing this too.
I'm a mess of you.
Yo, but seriously, Babyface wrote some hits.
Oh yeah, Babyface wrote
that
too. Yeah.
That's it. Like if that came on right now, I'd be like, I would go straight hood. Forget the suburban girl private school.
Forget the ice hockey.
Right. Yeah. Throw my ass in a circle.
Russian dudes. All right, we got to wrap it up. It's time to wrap. Plug anything you want to plug.
Netflix, The Degenerates.
You gotta do a show. That's what you gotta go.
Yeah, I have a couple shows. Yeah. Oh, is that what you? Oh,
yeah. But I don't want you to feel like you just people listen and be like, "This, she just was over this conversation. She's leaving."
No, and I gotta go downtown. Yeah. But I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, March 12th to the 16th. And then Houston, I'll be there on the 17th at the Improv.
Yes,
there you go.
Thanks for coming, Liz. Love
Thanks.
You.
Thank you,
Kennedy. What you wanna Kennedy, what you want to plug?
You can find me every Wednesday at The Groove in the West Village.
You'll be there tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll be there tonight. I'm going to go and get really cute and sexy and put on my little leather pants.
Yeah!
And, you know what I'm saying, be the greatest little brownie ever.
You destroy that fucking room, I'm telling you. Every time I'm there, you have total control of everybody in that fucking room.
I want to see you.
It's unreal.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah, you came for a couple of shows.
Oh, yeah, I've come a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, my second album with the band's coming out this fall. So go to the website, kennedyadministration.com. Disclaimer, the band doesn't know that I'm on here talking. So, Let's hope they don't fire me from my band.
Let's hope you don't get assassinated. Is that bad?
Yeah, no, my dad's name is actually JFK.
Wow.
Is it really?
Yeah, my dad's name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I go by
my
last
name. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
His name is John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
And the hockey player is John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr.
Holy shit.
So I really am a Kennedy. So Kennedy administration is like legit my thing.
That is really cute.
That is crazy.
I'm Irish, but no one can tell.
Interesting. I'm Italian.
Wow.
People don't know this about me, but they call me Jackie O.
I'm German.
Josh Pluggy.
Okay, I usually don't do this, but I'm just gonna. I don't usually do this as a plug, but I'm gonna do a real estate plug right now. Is that okay?
Go with your real estate. Goodness. Go ahead.
Come on, chain.
There's the most Brooklyn building.
Yeah, there's the most amazing opportunity right now in
Infinity
New York
pool.
City. There's the tallest infinity pool on the Western Hemisphere is going to be in this building. It's going to also have a saltwater pool.
It's downtown Brooklyn?
Ooh.
Inside. It's in downtown Brooklyn. There's 40,000 square feet of amenities. I'm talking screening rooms, movie theaters, I'm talking Thai like boys. Gym. I'm talking concierge. I'm talking like a bar with 30-foot ceilings.
Oh my God.
The best part is this is the last building in New York City you could buy into that's going to be tax abated for 20 years. So that's for 20 years, your carrying costs are only $800 for like a one bed.
That's amazing.
That includes your HOA fees, your taxes. So you basically have to pay $1 million. You're good. You're set in the nicest building in all New York City. There are only three other buildings in this class, and they're all Manhattan, and they're all like $10 million.
Infinity pool is going to be on a roof?
Yeah, there's an infinity pool on the roof. It's going to be the tallest skyscraper in Brooklyn. You'll start.
Is it near BAM?
It's right next door to the Alamo Draft House.
Now.
It's next door to the Alamo Draft House and Trader Joe's. It's in that same complex.
Okay.
It's going to be the tallest building. If anyone wants it, you can email me at Josh@Nooklyn.
What is it? Just like $900 a month or something? I could swing that.
Well, that's the carrying cost after you pay your $1 million for the unit.
Oh, darn it. I just missed it.
Really? Did you really just tell some?
I just missed it.
I was all excited. I'm like, Jesus, I can make this happen, guys.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of money.
Still, it's a good investment because like 10 years down the line when there's no more tax-abated buildings, your shit will probably cost like $5 million because everyone doesn't want to pay.
Yeah, I'm a singer, bro.
You save 30 grand a year on taxes.
Well, whoever's owned this building, they better give me some type of discount because I'm doing a plug on my goddamn show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get something.
I'll tell you what. If anyone comes to me and who heard it on the show, I'll give Sherrod a couple grand for everyone who
a free
wants
swim in the infinity pool.
I'll take about $5,000 for it.
Okay.
All right, Race Wars, man. I mean, this was a great episode. Thank you guys for coming on.
Can I plug something?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
I don't know when this is coming out.
I'm sorry, Josh just talked me into. I just was staring at his dumb chain.
Yeah, it's hypnotizing. I don't know when this is coming out, but Comedy at Stonewall is this Saturday, March 2nd. Yeah. And I'm going to be in North Carolina headlining a couple shows at the Pitt Chapel Hill on March 18th.
Boom.
Headlining Philly Comedy Club March 22nd. And
bah, bah, bah,
bah. Bah, 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 and out in Lancaster on March 23rd. And then headlining Lucy's Laugh Lounge on April 5th.
You got all that in. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about.
I also have to share, they have an Owen Wilson wow. Ready?
Okay.
Wow. There's a couple others, but you gotta pay money for Cash Me Outside sound.
Oh, really?
No, really?
Yeah, isn't that bullshit? 99 cents. I might as well just do it. I've been talking about it this whole time.
No, don't support
Don't
her.
Give them that money.
Don't support
don't
her.
Don't give her
she's
no.
I was just listening to Dr. Sarah Rogan. She's already
that's
made.
Good. Hey, that's pretty good.
There we go.
The app is called Rabhorn.
A rap horn better send me a couple dollars too. Small World. Listen, go to smallworldcomedy.com. Thank you for listening to Race Wars. Patreon.com/Race Wars. Yeah, if you're in town, if you're in New York City, March 2nd, I'm doing an hour at the Comedy Cellar. Get the tickets at ComedyCellar.com. And then March 12th, we got another Small World show there. And then I'm in Vegas, April 1st through the 7th, Comedy Cellar at the Rio. So go to ComedyCellar.com or smallworldcomedy.com. That's it. Y'all have fun?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, yay!
Race Wars! We did it. We did it.
We did it.
You know we did it.